Okay, we're going to talk about how to foreclose on personal property in Texas today. The Article 9 of the Texas UCC provides the statutory framework for personal property foreclosures. It also provides remedies. There's some safe harbors in there. The key concepts when thinking about personal property foreclosures in Texas are notice, that all aspects of the foreclosure are commercially reasonable, and you need to be aware that there are always different rules, or there are a lot of different rules for consumer versus non-consumer transactions. The Article 9 remedies are found in Chapter 6, and they rise upon default. So default is not defined in the UCC, so the courts will look to the party's agreement, the contract, and they will interpret that under non-Article 9 law. So that's how we'll determine default. The Texas law requires that a secured party give notice of default. The notice must be presented before the right to accelerate the note is exercised, and the note holder must notify the maker of both intent to accelerate and of acceleration. And there are several cases on this last point here on whether there was notice both of intent to accelerate and then notice of acceleration. So both of those notices are required to exercise your Article 9 remedies. The remedies upon default are found in 9.601, and they are: you can reduce the claim to judgment, you can foreclose, you can enforce it by judicial procedure, or you can proceed as to the documents.